Okay, today's shiur we'll discuss the topic of Baal Tashchis. Baal Tashchis, which comes up here on Daf Kuf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. So what's the Gemara? The Gemara is talking about different types of people who used to take certain precautions and measures when they bloodlet, because bloodletting could be a dangerous situation. So the Gemara says, in the name of Shmuel, one of the great doctors, that after bloodletting, one has to make sure to keep warm. And that's why Shmuel says, Hikis dam, but it's tanein, osin lo madura, afilu b'tkufas tamus. Right, if somebody bloodlets and then gets a chill, so then they should make a fire for them even during tamus, even in the summer, because it is dangerous. And it quotes that Shmuel chopped up a fancy stool. Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Shmuel, Solchalei Pesura Diyavna, Larabba Solchalei Sharshifa, all different types of items that they took, chairs and stools, that they took the wood from in order to make a fire so that they would be protected and healthy. Amalei Abaya Larabba, Vahak Avar Mar Mishum Bal Tashchis, how could you, Rabba, take a Sharshifa, take a bench, and cut it up in order to use it for the fire? Why? What about Baal Tashchis? Amar lei, Baal Tashchis dugufai adifli. Baal Tashchis of my own body is even more chamor, and therefore I have to take care of myself. More important in my body than the bench. It's interesting. What was Abaya thinking? Abaya also knows this idea of pikuach nefesh. So what was he asking Rabba? So if you look in the back, in Rav Elazar Meir Horovitz, he has just one short line. Nire shelo yitztanein. He broke up the bench so that he won't become cold. So maybe it was before he was in a situation of pikuach nefesh. Ulahachi parach Abaya. Abaya was bothered. How are you doing that even before you're in the situation of pikuach nefesh? But what's the answer? The answer is because I want to prevent myself from being in the situation of pikuach nefesh, and therefore I'm able to do it. So this is baal tashchis of one's body. Obviously, that takes more precedence over baal tashchis of anything else. But this is a big sugya in halacha, Baal Tashchis. What kind of iser is this? So the Tosfos of Amitzia seems to say that Baal Tashchis is always daraisa. If I take something and I destroy it for no constructive purpose, Tosfos seems to say this in Amitzia on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis on top, where Tosfos talks about ruining horses and ruining items of a king. Tosfos seems to say that it is daraisa. But if you look at the Rambam, that's where the mystery is a little unclear. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, velo, he starts off with talking about trees. The context of the psukim are about trees, that when one surrounds a city, then one's not supposed to destroy their trees. Ein kotzitzin ilane ma'achal shechus la'madina. Vein monim mehem amasamayim k'dishi yibshir. You're not allowed to cut down the trees, you're not allowed to dry them out. Shenemar lo sashchis es eitza. V'kala kotzitz loke. If anybody cuts down a tree, one gets malchus. V'elo b'matzer bilvad. Elo b'chal makom. Not only in a siege, which is the case that the Pasuk's talking about, but anywhere. Kala kotzitz ilan ma'achal. Derech hashchasa loke. If somebody cuts down a tree in a destructive way, then one is going to get malchus. That is for sure. Avakot zon osono haya mazik ilonas acheros, but if it's damaging other trees, omebresha mazik basada acherim, paste acherim, damaging somebody else's field, omebresha dam of yakarim, loas retora ela derech hashchasa. The Torah only asks hashchasa, that's the daraisa. And that's why also the Rambam says, kol ilan srak, motel lakot zoso, if it doesn't have any fruit, then you're allowed to cut it down. Afilin etzarechlo, v'chein ilan ma'achal, shehizkin ve'inos el devar muat, also a very old tree that doesn't produce anymore, one also is allowed to cut it. But then the Rambam adds, v'loha ilonos belvad, ela kala mishaber kelim, v'korea begadim, v'horiz binyan, anybody who does any type of destructive activity, breaking kelim, ripping clothing, destroying buildings, v'sose ma'ayan, closing up wells, u'ma'abed ma'achalos, and destroying food, derech hashchasa. Again, the third time he says that phrase, over below tashchis. So then, one violates baal tashchis there too. And then the Rambam adds the mysterious words, ve'eno loke ala malchus markus midivrehem. But one only is going to get rabbinic lashes. So what does that mean? What did the Rambam just say? Did he just say that everything else other than trees is derabanan? If that's what he means, in a loke ala malchus markus midivrehem, or is it daraisa, but because it's not mefurish in the text that it applies outside of trees, that's why you're not going to get malchus, but it's still going to be daraisa. That's a question of the Mishnah Melech here and others, but that's what's not 100% clear in the Rambam. Okay, that's background. Whether it's daraisa outside of trees or not, let's assume it is daraisa, you're just not going to get malchus for it. What's the tama mitzvah, the reason behind this mitzvah. So two general ideas that are mentioned by the Mefarshim. If you look in the Netziv says that the, I forgot to mention, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos clearly includes the Daraisa. Clearly includes other things other than trees for the Daraisa. The Rambam says in Mitzvah Nun Zayin, Lo Saseh, Sheziranu Mehishchis Hoilanos, Kishanatzer all year, V'chein Kol Hefsid Nichnas Tachas Lavze, Kegon Misha Yisro Beged Larik, O Yishaver Kli Larik, Gamkein, Hini Over, Mishum Latashchis, Veloke. Right, so that's already a stira in the Rambam in terms of the Malchus, but it's pretty clear that he said there would be even Daraisa. So, what is the tam behind this this mitzvah? If you look in the Netziv explains the Pesukim. Again, the Pesukim say in Parshas Shoftim, Kisatzer alir yamim rabim lihilachim ala lesafsa. If you're surrounding a city, los tashchis es eitza lindoch aleha garzen. Don't cut down, destroy a tree by putting an axe to it. Kimimenu tochel vosolo sichros, because you're going to eat from it and don't cut it down. Then he compares a person to a tree. Again, not for now. The Netziv says, Kimenu tochel, de kol ma shenitzrach lahanos adam mitzvah shelo lahashchis. Anything that could be for benefit for a person, it is a mitzvah not to destroy it, but to benefit from it. Hashem gave you it to benefit from. Right, and that's why it even might be considered, and I say, don't do this, but enjoy it. But again, the focus of that formulation of the Netziv is that Baltashkis, the problem of Baltashkis is that you are destroying the possibility of getting benefit from it. This is something that people should get benefit from, and because you are destroying it, people cannot get benefit from, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, whether it's a tree, whatever it is, that's the message of Baltashkis. If you look in the Sefer Achinuch does not mention anything of the sort, nothing related to the benefit. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in Tav Kuf Chav Tes, Mitzvah 529, Shorash Mitzvah Yadua. Shehu, what's the Shorash Mitzvah? Kedei lelamid nafshenu le'ehov atov v'hatoeles ul'hidavek bo. To love the good and the productive, and to stick with it. U'mitok kach tidbak banu atova v'narchik mikol devara u'mikol devara shchasa. Stay away from destructive activities. V'zeu derech hachasidim v'ajei maisa. Oavim shalom usmechim b'tova brios umekarvim osam laTorah. They're all peaceful. V'lo yovdu afilu gargar shel charda ba'olam. And some great tzaddikim won't even destroy a tiny little mustard seed. V'yetzer aleihem b'kol ivadom hashchasa shiru, and they'll be upset with every type of destructive behavior. Nothing to do with hana'a. It's just the act itself. V'im yuchlu lahatzil yatzilu kol davar meheshchas b'chol kochem. V'lo kein harishayim acheihem shel mazikim smeichem b'ashchasas olam. Those terrible, wicked people who love the destruction of the world. V'heima mashchisim b'midash adamode bo, modedim bo klomar bahu nidbak le'olam. That is the chinuch. And again, that's a different message than the Netziv, which is about the squandering of the possibility of hana'a. This is just, no, the per se action of destruction. It might even be alluded to in the pasuk, these two approaches, right? The pasuk that I just read before, what does the pasuk say? Ki lotashka says Eitza, ki mimenu tochel v'osolo sichros. Right, two phrases. Don't, because you eat from it, that's like the Netziv, v'osolo sichros, and don't destroy it. Ki adam etasadeh, which is something more symbolic. Lavo b'ponecha b'matzor. So again, that's the two ideas behind the mitzvah. It could be that Rashi, Maseches Tainis, on Daf Chaf, has these two days as well. The Gemara there talks about whether you could take food that is appropriate for human consumption and give it to an animal. Says the Gemara, Ein machino son lebehemos. The Gemara says in Tainis Chafim Beis, Rashi, Mishum Bizui Ochlin. Assuming Rashi on Tainis is Rashi. Mishum Bizui Ochlin. Because it's a bizayin, it's a disgrace for food. Demechzi keboet betova shehishpia HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam. You give the impression, when I give food that could be for human consumption to an animal, it appears that I'm being boet, I'm rejecting the goodness that Hashem's giving me. Shehishpia HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam. Number one, inami, which sounds like Netziv. Inami, mishum dechasa Torah amamonam shel Yisrael. Vizarak lenahar v'hochel mokamacher u'motzim osem ne'adam v'ochel. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a different shot. But again, the Rashi here in the two deos Oh, right. I think I flipped them. I apologize. The first day is Boet Betova. Kadosh Baruch Hu put something positive in the world, and you're destroying it. The second day is that, no, it's better to put it in the river, and then somebody downstream will get it. Well, it seems to connect to the potential Hana'a that would be lost if you would destroy it. Okay, but either way, some Achronim connect those 2 days in the Rashi. There are many nafkaminas and issues that come up in Baal Tashchis. Number one is, what happens if there is a greater benefit? That's what the Rambam just mentioned before. There's greater benefit to destroy the tree than to have it up. The Taz discusses this in Yoredeya Kufte Zayin. The Taz there has the mystery and wonders why the Shulchan Aruch does not mention Baal Tashchis. That is not clear. Yoredeya here in Kufte Zayin discusses it, and he just is mayor that the Shulchan Aruch does not have the laws of Baal Tashchis anywhere. Says the Taz, Od Acher Matzinu, She'asru Chazal Ebnei HaSakana. That's why this is there in Kufte Zayin, because it's Varma Asur Mishum Sakana. There is this other element of cutting down trees, which is a more mysterious element of sakana, connected to the Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh. Shalokotz Ilan Ha'osa Peros, because if you look in Perek HaGozel, in Baba Kama, Daf Sadi Aleph, the Taz quotes, Amar Rav Haidikla Deton Kava, a tree that has a certain amount of fruit, also, Lemixa say you can't cut it down. V'amar Rav Chanina, Lo Shachiv Shivchaz Bri, Ela Dekatz Te'ena Belo Zimna. Why did my son die? Because he cut down a fig tree before its time. It was doing damage to the other fruit. And the Rush writes on there, not only if it's damaging, but the Rush there in Baba Kama, even Sorach Makomo. If you need the Makom for something else, you're allowed to uproot it. Again, if there is a toeles for the human being more than what it is doing, giving now with the fruit, then you're allowed to cut it down. Umizehi tarti, says the Taz. And based on this Rush, and based on this Gemara, I allowed le'echa shaylo karka imilanos lakutz ve'ilanos ava be'shiyesh b'em peros kadei livnos beis dira allow. He has to build a house. What a tree is a nice thing, but if he has to build a house, v'tamahati shebetur lo evi din zeh b'shum makom miksisa se'ilan rak b'smag semen reish chavtes. He has that mystery. But again, to'el es ha'adam, right, based on the Rush. The Rush in Baba Kama, Tzorach Makomo, is mutter. Again, the sakana issue that he brings up is also discussed by Achronim. If you look in the Binyan Sion, the Rav Yaakov Ellinger is asked in Simin Samach Aleph, Nishalti, Be'echad, Shotzorach Livnos Lo Bayis, Kli Lekabo Rishjon Me'asrara. Right, he has to have a house. He's not allowed to get married unless he has a place to live. And he wants to therefore build a house, he has a place to live, so he can get married. So is that enough of a tzorach? To cut down a tree in order to build a house, in order to be able to then get married. The EF Shalom Limso Baosa Yir, Shahutala Lesheba, and Yivne Bayas, Rak Makam, Shinatum, Boilanos, Haos and Peros, Avalim Zakanim, they're old, Velahem Ma'at Anafim, Umixasim Yvesham, some of them are totally dried out, some of them don't produce fruit, in Mutter Lakar Ilanos, he livnos Lobais from Komam. So he quotes the Gemara Baba Kama, and he quotes the Rush, and he quotes the Taz, and then he says, but, 1 second, only the Rush quotes Sarach Makomo is Mutter, but Tosvos, Tosfos in a few places don't quote Tzorach Makomo. Where's the Tosfos? There's, for example, Tosfos in Brachas. Tosfos of Brachas in the sixth parak, where the Gemara there talks about the Mishnah in Shvius, that you're not allowed to cut down Shvius trees because it has you're destroying, right, Perishmita. So Tosfos says there, what do you mean destroying Perishmita? What about Baal Tashchis? Why are you only worried about it during the Shemitah year? V'imtar below Shvius Nami, typically. Da'asa Mishon Lo Tashchis is Eitza. Tosfos there has 2 answers. V'yesh Lomar, Delo Ta'in Kava, it produces very, very little. Inami, Iri Demula Bedamim, Laasos Bimena, Koros. It's more valuable to make lumber out of these trees, and that's why you'd be able to cut it down, and therefore there wouldn't be Baal Tashchis. Da'az Lo Shayach Baal Tashchis. If it's more valuable for the person to cut it down than to have it up. But Tosa does not say Tzorach Makomo. Tosa does not say Tzorach Makomo there in Brachas Lamed Vav. So maybe not all Rishonim agree to this heter of the Rush. And then he says, continues here in the Binyan Sion in Siman Samach Aleph, V'im kein taimok de kamot de mutter lakutz im haya ilan mula peirosa leitzim or machesh peirosa cheros, just like you had to cut it down if it's worth more in lumber or it's damaging the other trees. As long as there's a toeles, who adin gamkin, kashkores befresh pini makamu toeles lo yoser, so why should it make a difference? If the clearing the place would be more valuable to you, so then lechora, you know, this should be, it should be mutter. Why should it make a difference? Why should it make a difference? And therefore, he assumes that bevadai divrei harash hein lahalacha. So meikar adin mutter. But he does quote then this sakana issue from the Shelas Yaves or Yaakov Emden. Af sheladina hiskimim harash vataz mikol makom ratzel lahalos degamula bedamim ubezerachlim kamo aser bishum sakanta. Because what was it? What was Ravina saying? Right, Ravina must be saying in the Gemara that there was still some type of sakana. But the Binyan Tzion quotes this and says there are many dechukim to be machmir in this area, and therefore he says in this case where there's no greater toelis than for somebody to get married, so then of course it should be mutter. Gam benidon sheila kibun shebarer the tzorach lamkoma mutter luxosi ilanos veinkach shash iser of sakana klal. Says you want it the best idea. The following. Yakar ilonos imisharashim. Cut out the uproot the tree with its roots so you could replant it somewhere else. Number one. Or sheyase ha'akira de eno yehudi. Or have a non-Jew do it. Tzaldas ha'rabi bar zaruah ain't shvus lanachri b'shar yisurim. Chutz mi Shabbos. Amir lakam only applies to Shabbos, not by other yisurim. V'yo nirali. Kiva debridon ha'sheila adayin lo nikna makom yisrael. The Jew doesn't own it yet. He's gonna buy it. V'chein tov sheyomar le'eno yehudi ha'mocher. B'terem yikne ha'makom yakar ilano zim shor sheyem. He tells him, I'll buy it, but first, if you could uproot the trees. V'yinate mo'akom ha'cher das ha'mir la'akam b'malaches. Eino Yehudi. Achein, im lo yachol, achush, la tachon ha-seilu. You can't do any of these. You can't take out the roots, and you can't have the guy to do it before, and you can't get a guy to cut it. Ne'ul ha-neiz daiti, shemutr li yisro ba'atzma lakari lonos, l'sorach makoma, over prat, b'midon zeh, where he wants to get married. But again, what this issue of to'ela sa'adam. So again, if it's the issue is ruining hana'ah, preventing hana'ah from a person, then obviously here you're getting much more hana'ah. Should be mutter. If it's the maisa hashchasa itself, so then you already get a little more tricky. Maybe that's where the sakana comes up. Fine. Number one. Number two, what happens? This is, again, a discussion in the poskim. What if the chayfetz, you're destroying it a little bit, but it's not totally destroyed? Trimming branches. So how do you look at that? So again, the Gemara in Kiddushin, which talks about this type of example, right? A very unusual Gemara in Meseches Kiddushin. The Gemara says there on Daf Lamed Beis Amad Aleph, one of the Amoraim, Kiha de Rabba Barafuna, de Rafuna Kara Shiroi Ba'anpe Rabba Bray. Rafuna tore a shirt in front of Rabbi his son, Amar, Ezel, Echse, Yirasa, Chilo, Rasa. I want to see if he gets angry or not. Says the Gemara, maybe he's going to get angry and he's violating Lifnei Iver. He's going to get angry at his father. How can you do that? Tamachel Yakre, the father was Mochel. The Ka'ar Mishon Baltashchis. But how can he just tear up a shirt? Isn't it Baltashchis? The Avedle Bipimyane. You only tore it at the hems. Rashi, Bimakam Atfira, She'eno Nechzar Midamav. You're not lessening any of its value. Kagon Beshulav. You're not lessening any of its value, and that's why it is mutter. What does this sound like for Rashi? That if you would be lessening any of its value, so then it would still be a problem. Even though you're not destroying the whole thing. Any lessening of its value would be a problem. But the Me'iri in Brachas Lamed Vav, and that Gemara that we just read, answers Tosa's question that way. About Kotesin Ilanos of Shemitah. Just trimming it wouldn't be a problem of Baltashchis, even though trimming it would be a problem of Katzitzas Paris Shvius. So again, if you say the different approaches, if you say it's about Toelas Ha'adam, so then you're still going to be getting Toelas from this just by trimming it. But if it's any Maisa Hashchasa, then even a partial Maisa Hashchasa could be a problem. Wait, one other Nafkamina. What about Sheva Altase? Sheva Altase, the Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva. Are you allowed to, just see if I can find this tshuva? Here it is, the Minchas Yitzchak. Are you allowed to hang up fruit, or there's two cases he talks about. Hang up fruit by the door of a mace. That's what they used to do. Hang up fruit, and it'll become Nasar Bahana. Right? Memela, it'll become Nasar Bahana. You're not actually destroying it. Or, what happens if somebody went on a trip and had Chalav Stam? He doesn't usually eat Chalav Stam, but on the trip he had Chalav Stam. Then he comes home and he has non-Chalav Stam. He has Chalav Yisrael. Does he, can he leave it over? And then Memela, Vailei Baltashka, Speshei Baltase. Would that be okay? In Chela Gimel Simen Memhei, here in Minchas Yitzchak. So again, if it's Tali on the Maisa Hashchasa, so maybe there isn't a Maisa Hashchasa here. But if it's Tali on the Hana'a that one is losing, so then one would it might be a problem even in this case of shev va'altase. Shev va'altase. Right? That's that hanging the dvarim shalmeis is in the Shulchan Aruch. Let me just find the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Hilchas Avelos in Yeridaya in Simen Shin Nun. Shin Nun, the Shulchan Aruch says, let me just find it. Shulchan Aruch says, Imratsu Matirin Saros Lakalos Magalam Pechasan Rosum Dio Vakumus. This is Dvarma Asuyim Lames. Hanging things, mishum advarav shalmes, and that's what the shach says here. V'havi behu mishum bal tashkus lesser ochal nefesh shalol litzarach. I didn't read the last line of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says only dvarim shalol evi ochal nefesh. Al dvarim shevi ochal nefesh aser mnei shehim nesar bana. It becomes aser bana, and therefore the shach says that will be bal tashkus. You should not hang food or other items that can be used. Hana, because that would be Baal Tashba. So again, that would be a non-destructive, example. Alpi Musar, many Baal Musar talk about the Baal Tashbas of our Kochos, that we should make sure that we use all the Kochos that our Kaddish Baruch Hu has given us, and if not, that would also be a violation of Baal Tashbas. Okay, we'll have to stop here.